Okay, Rabbi Yisai, we welcome you to another wonderful Chumash here. We are presently holding in Parshas Emor, Perek Chav Gimel, that's by Revi. Pasuk Aleph, Vayidaber Adonai el Moshe Lemor, Hashem spoke to Moshe saying, Daber el Bnei Yisrael, speak to the Bnei Yisrael, Vimarta Aleim, say to them, Moyadei Hashem, the Mayadim, the Yom Tovim of Hashem, that means the appointed times, Ashatikru Oysom, that you shall call them, Mikroi Kodesh, these are times of and happenings of holy happenings. Eilehei Moyadoi, these are my Moyadim. Zokrashi, Daber b'nei Yisrael v'yamarta Moyadei Hashem, Asei Moyadois, make my Yom Tovim, Shehi Yisrael Mulumadim behem, that Klal Yisrael should be Mulumid with it. She Ma'abrim Es Hashana, because the Ma'abr the year, Al Goliyos Shenekru Mimkoyman, for Goliyos, that's the exiles that were Nekar from their places, uprooted from their places, Lalis the Regal, to go up to the Regal, Vadayim Lo Yegil Yushalayim, and they have not come to, still have not come to Yushalayim. So they make, that's why the Ma'abr the Shana. Pasuk Gimel, Sheishes Yomim, for a 6 day period, Te'osim Melocha, Melocha may be done. Uvayoy Mashvi, on the seventh day, Shabbos Shabbosim. It's a day of complete rest. Mikra Kodesh. It's a, the Targum says, Ma'ora Kaddish. It's a time of calling, a calling of holiness. Kol Malacha Leisasu, any work shall not be done. Shabbos Hi Lashem, B'chol Mosh V'Seichem. It's Shabbos to Ribon Shalom in all your dwelling places. Pasuk Dalid, Eile Moyadei Hashem. These are the Mayadim of Hashem, Mikroi Kodesh. These are callings of holiness. Asher Tikru Oysam B'moyadim, that you should call them on their holidays, in their appointed times. Akrashi Eilu Moyadim Hashem, L'mayla Medaber B'Ibr Shana. Before, it was referring to the Ibr of the Shana, making it a leap year. The Kan Medaber B'Kiddush HaChodesh. Here it's referring to Kiddush HaChodesh. Pasuk Hey, B'Chodesh HaRishon, in the first month. That's what the Targum says, B'yarcha Kadmo, in the first month, which is Nisan, the Targum Yonison speaks out. B'yarcha de Nisan. Okay? What day? Barbo also lachodesh, on the 14th day of the month. Bein harboyim. The Targum says, Bein ishim shosa. Meaning, mamish bein ashmoshes. The Targum Yonison says, which is not like Rashi is going to say, that's from Shei Shois. And that's what the Tanakhama of Rebbe holds also in the Mechilta. Al Kol Panim, it's Machlokes. Is it Bein Hashmoshes Mamish or it's Shei Shoyes? So the Rashi learns we're going to see it's Shei Shoyes. Lamaila, and the Targum Yonison is learning different. It's Mamish Bein Hashmoshes. Okay. So Bein Arboyim, Pesach Lashem. It's Pesach to Ribbono Shel Olam. Zok Rashi. Bein Arboyim, Shei Shoyes Lamaila. From 6 hours and on, which we spoke out that the Targum argues on that. He says, no, it's Mamish Bein Hashmoshes. Pesach Lashem, Akrovas Korbim Sheshmoy Pesach. You have to be Makriv, a Korbim which is called Pesach. Pasuk Vav uvachamisha aser yoim lachodesh hazeh, on the 15th day of this month, Chag haMatzos Lashem. It's the Chag. It's the Yom Tov of Matzos for Ribono Shel Olam. Shivas yomim Matzos techelu, for a 7 day period you shall eat Matzos. Pasuk Zayin b'yoim arishayin, on the first day, Mikra Kodesh yiyalachem, you shall have a calling of holiness to you. Kol meleches avoida lo yisasu, any melecha that's an avoida you shall not do. Pasuk Ches v'kraftem isha laHashem shivas yomim, and you shall be makriv a fire offering to Ribono Shel Olam for a 7 day period, for 7 days. But yom hashvi, on the 7th day, mikra kodesh, it's a calling of happiness, of holiness. Kol melechas avoida lo yisasu, any melechas avoida you shall not do. Zok Rashi v'kraftem isha v'goyme heim hamusafim amurim beparshas Pinchas. These are the korban musafim that is mentioned in parshas Pinchas. The Gemara says in Menachos Daf Mem Tesam and Aleph, V'lom and Emrukan. Why they said over here? Loy Melucha to tell you she'ain amusafim ma'akvin zezeh, that the korban musaf is not ma'akiv one another. Kiraftem isha l'Hashem mikol mokoyim im ein parim. If there's no parim, havei elim. So in any situation, in any mikol mokoyim, whatever situation you find in, you have to be makriv something. So if you don't have parim, then bring elim, bring rams. V'main parim ve'elim, you don't have parim or elim, havei kvasim, then bring shepselach. Shivas Yomim. Kol Mokum Shenema Shivas Shem Dover. Whenever it says seven, it's a noun. Shivas Yomim. Shvu Shal Yom means a 7-day period. Stay in the Belaz. Like the Targum says, Shivas Yomim Ritzufim Zibin Teg Nochanand. Meaning 7 consecutive days. Chen Kol Loshen Shmoinus. Anytime it says Shmoinus, Sheishes, Chameishes, Shloishes. These are 3-day period, a 5-day period, a 6-day period, and an 8-day period. So Shivas means over here a 7-day period. Melechas avoidah, afilu melochis achashuvis lechem avoidah v'tzorich. Even things that are chashuv to you as an avoidah and a necessity. Sheyes chisar and kiz bibetelo shall. And if you don't do them, so then you have chisar and kiz. You're going to lose money. Kegoin dover avod, something that's going to you're going to lose on it. Kach avanti mitoris koyanim. That's how I understood from toris koyanim. The Ketani it says yochel afchel shalmoid yeh yosem melechas avoidah. You might think that melechas avoidah is also wasn't chalamoid. Nay, we know that dover avod is mutar and melon. Chayil Shel Moed. Pasuk Tes. Vayidaber Adino El Moed Shalem. And Hashem spoke to Moshe saying, Daber El Bnei Yisrael. Speak to the Bnei Yisrael. Ve'amarta Aleim. Say to them, Kisavo El Oretz Asher Ani Noisim Lechem. When you will come to the land that I'm going to bring you, that I'm giving to you, Uktzartem Es Ktziro, and you will harvest. It's harvesting. Vaveisem Es Oimer. You shall bring the Oimer Reishis Ktzirchem, the beginning of your harvesting, El HaKoyin to the Koyin. So Drashi Reishis Ktzirchem. Zok Degemor Menoches Ayin Aleph Amin Aleph. This is the first of the Ktzir. So the tag the Sifzacham speaks out, Kloy Mishalo Yehu Shusli Yisrael Liktzers are the same, Ach Yiktzer Oymer Tchila. Yisrael should not have Rishus to harvest their fields until the Oymer first is cut off. Te Minchas Oymer Tchila Lakol in Ktzer. The Minchas Oymer has to be the first thing to bring. Veloisha Tefarash Reshus Ktzirchem Kloy Medafka Mereshus Ktzir Asod Takriva Oymer. Avaloy Misofi Ktzir Asod Oymer. It doesn't mean from the beginning of the part of the field. Or the middle or the end. That's not what it means. It means that the first thing that you don't have rishus to yit to be koitzer their field until the oimer is the first thing that they harvest. Oimer is like Rashi a sirus eif. It's a tenth of an eif. Kachos is shmot. That was its name. Kamay v'yamoyde b'oimer. Like it says that they measured with the oimer. And shmoyz tezai yudches. Pasuk yud aleph. The heinif es ha oimer lifnei Hashem, and he should. The Yirim, the Targum says, he should do tenufa, he should lift it up, it's a waving. We're going to see in Rashi, it's Moiluch Umevi Mailu Moirid. So he does this waving offering, Lefnei Hashem before Hashem, Lertzoinchem, for an appeasement. If you're going to do it properly, it'll be appeasement for you, for in front of Ribbono Shel Olam. Mimochros HaShabos, Yenifenu HaKoyen. Mimochros means the day after Yom Tov Rishon of Pesach. It doesn't mean on Sunday, like the Tzedokim used to say, Mimochos HaShabbos. We'll see in Rashi, it means Mimochos Yom Tov Rishon Shel Pesach. So Rashi, Vehenif. What is Vehenif? Kol Tenufa is Moilich Umevi Mailu Umoirid. Moilich Umevi Latzeruch HaSarayis. He waves it forward and backwards. That stops bad winds. Mailu Umoirid, he lifts it up and he lowers it. Latzer Tlolim Roim. The Gemara says, Menochos Samach Aleph and Samach Beis. That stops bad dues. Pasuk Yud Beis, Viter, I'm sorry, Lertzoinchem, thank you. Im Takrifu Kemishpat Hazeh, if you're going to take a do it properly, like this Mishpat, Kalochi Lerotzen Lechem, will be appeasing for you. Mimachas HaShabbos, Mimachas Yom Tov Rishon Shel Pesach, means the day after the first day of Yom Tov, Shemata Oimer Shabbos Bereishis, if you're going to say it's Shabbos Bereishis, Yati Yedei Eizeu, you don't know which day it's going to be. Even the Sifzacham speaks out, even though this Raya, the Gemara slugs up, and they bring other rays. Maisa Rashi still brings this raya because it's a tshuva to the Divrei Tzedokim and the Baisusin that they say it means on Sunday. Like Rashi doesn't mean Sunday; it means Mimachos Shabbos, means the day after the first day of Pesach, and it doesn't mean Shabbos Bereishis either. So he's like the Gemara Menachos Samach Vav Amar Aleph. Pasuk Yud Beis Vasisem B'Yoyim Anifchem Esa Oimer, and the day you shall do on the day that you separate the Oimer. You lift up the Oimer, Keves Tomim Ben Shnosoi La'Oilo La'Hashem, a complete, unblemished sheep in its first year for an oil, carbon oil to Ribbono Shel Olam. Zok Rashi V'Asisim Keves Choyva La'Oimer Huba. It comes as a Choyva to the Oimer. Because Rashi's Shver, it's bothering Rashi because in Parshas Minchas it says the Karbonos Musafim of all the days of Pesach. So why isn't this keves counted also? So Rashi answers that this keves is not coming from a sofen. Fakir, it comes from a choy v'lo oimer, not for the korban mesofen. Pasuk Yud Gimel. Umin chosoi and the korban minchas, shnei esroinim, two esroinim, soiles of fine flour, belula b'shemen, mixed with oil. Isha Lashem, a fire offering for Hashem. Reach Nichoyach, an appeasing pleasing fragrance for Hashem. Veniskoi, and the Yayin, Revias a hin, and the pouring of wine is a fourth of a hin. So Rashi, Uminchase Minchas Nesachov, this is the mincha of the pouring of the libations. Shnei Yisraelim Kefulois, it was double. Even though the mincha is doubled, Gemara says in Menachos Peites Amud Beis, nevertheless the nesachim are not called kafel, doubled. Pasuk Yudalet, v'lechem, v'koli, lechem and koli. Rashi says koli means kemach ha'osi mikarmel rach. Shemayavshen oisim betanet. They try this flour out in the oven, and that's called koli. Okay, and caramel, that's kloyos, Rashi says. Shekor and grain, these are zangen in Yiddish. They're kernels, wheat kernels that are dried out. Okay, loisoichlu, you should not eat at the etzem ayoyim hazeh, till the etzem of this day. We'll see what that means. Ad haviyachem es korban alukeichem, till you bring the korban of your God. Chukas oilom, it's an eternal choik l'darisechem for your generations, b'chol moish v'sechem in all your dwelling places. So Rashi b'chol moish v'sechem nechleku b'chach mi'esolz machlekes chachamim. Yesh shalom do mekan, some learn from here she'chodosh noig b'chutzlords. The chodosh is noig in chutzlords. V'yesh shayrim loy boel l'lamed shaloy nitztava l'chodosh l'ach Yerushim v'shiva. Come to tell you, know that you only nitztava on chodosh dafka after they inherited the land and they were settled in there. Mishakovshu v'chilku, meaning after the kibush and chiluk, the Gemara says in Kedushin Lamed Zayin Amud Aleph, that's when the mechuyevin in chodesh. So it's a big machlokes, and lamaisa it's a big machlokes in poiskim. And there's some people machmer lamaisa and chutzlars to daka and chodesh in certain cities that they should dafka have yoshon. Okay, and we said what's etzem ayoyim hazeh? That needs beer. What is etzem ayoyim hazeh? So Rashi says in Menachos Daf Hei Amud Beis, Hey your Mizrach the Shisha Asa Benisim Mata Chodosh Lechsev Ad Etzem, and the Targum says, what is that? That means Ad Kran Yoimo, Ubekran Haynu Maris Hayoim. So that means that when the appearance of day, the Chsev it says in Shemois Chavches Tarshish Shoyam VYoshve, and the Targum says Krum Yama Shemarisa Doimel Yam, that the appearance is Doimel Tere Yam. So Kaponim means the Maris Hayoim, when the day appears, the appearance of day. Pasuk Tezvov, Usfartem lochem mimochros haShabbos miyoyim aviyachem esoyim ratanufa, and you shall count for yourselves from the day after Shabbos, from the day that you bring the tanufa, the oimer, sheva Shabbosis tamimus tiyana, to be seven complete Shabbosis weeks. So Rashi is mochros haShabbos like the Gemara menochos samachem and beis mimochros yomtiv, means the day of after yomtiv, that's the second day of Pesach, tamimus tiyana melami shemaschelu moynim bibeer. The Gemara says there in Samachvov that he starts counting from the evening, Shem Loikain, if not, Ein Tmimus, then you don't have Tmimus. You have to have complete days. And that's why we wait in Erev Shavuos to Daven Ma'ariv Leil, so you should be Tmamish Tmimus. Mishmaru speaks out. Pasuk Tazayin, Ad Mimachros HaShabbos HaShviyas, and till after the end of the seventh week, Tisperu Chamishim Yoy, shall count 50 days. They craft them, and you should be makriv mincha chadosh al Hashem, a new mincha offering to Hashem. So Rashi has Shabbos Hashviyas ketagum. The Targum says Shvu Asa Shvi Asa means the seventh week. Ad mimachas Shabbos Hashviyas tisbru loy ad bechlal vehin arboim v'tisha yom. It doesn't mean 50 complete days. It means 49 days. Chamishim yom v'craft them mincha chadosh al Hashem. B'yom hachamishim takrivu, on this 50th day you should be makriv it. V'oim rani zeo medrosha. That's the medrash. Aval pshute, what's the pshat in pasuk? Ad mimachos haShabbos haShvi, shu yoyim chamishim tisbru. This ad mimachos haShabbos haShvi is which is the 50th day. You shall count. Umikra mesuris, so it's a mikra pasuk that you have to switch around. Mincha chadosh, hi amincha rishayin shehu v'mincha chadosh. This is the first mincha, the new mincha that you bring from the chadosh. Im toim arei karbona mincha sa'omer, a krover mincha sa'omer. So you might think that you might say l'chayr you makra ready mincha sa'omer. No, this is not like the other menachas, because this lemaisa comes from Sa'irim, whereas the other ones do not come from Sa'irim, they come from Chitin. Pasuk Yud Zayin, Mimoyshe Vaseichem, and from your dwelling places, Taviyu Lechem Tanufa. Shtayim, you should bring Lechem as an offering of Tanufa, the waving offering, elevation offering, right, to be main of it. Shnei Esroinim Soiles Tiyeno. it should be two esrainim of fine flour. Chametz teofena, it shall be chametz that shall be baked. Bikurim Lashem, it's a bikurim offering to Ribbono Shel Olam. Meaning, that usually means a first ripe offering of the prayers to Ribbono Shel Olam. So, Rashi, Mosh Vesechim, Veloy Michutz Lords, and more Zakhim, Mechum Nachas, Pagilam, Vez, and not from Chutz Lords, Dafkum, Mosh Vesechim, in Eretz Yisrael. Lechem Tenufa, Lechem Truma, Hamurim Lashem Gavoya. This is lifted up, waved, an elevation offering, Lashem Gavoya. Vezuya, Mincha Chadash, Hamur Lamai. This is the Mincha Chadash that's mentioned before. Bikurim, Rishayin, Lechal Amanachas. This is first before all the Manachas. Afla Minchas Kenoyas, Abom and Asarim. Also, the Minchas Kenoyas that comes from the Sa'irim. Let's see, Korev min a chodesh koydim shtei lechem. Should be makrev it before, from the chodesh before the two lechem. So he's like, Nigmar, menachas vedal adomit beis. Pasuk yud ches, vikraftem ala lechem, and you shall be makrev. Rashi says, beglal ha lechem. Because of the lechem, choyv la lechem. It's a choyv for the lechem, and it's not a choyv sayoim. It's a choyv for the lechem. What should you be makrev? Shivas kvosim tamimim. Seven unblemished, complete sheep. Bnei shana that are 1 year old. Ufar ben Bokor Echad, and one par ben Bokor that's 1 year old. The Elim Shnoyim and two rams. Yiyu Oilo Lashem, they should be an oil of offering to Ribbono Shel Olam. Minchasam and the Mincha Veneskeim and the libations. Ishe Reich Nichoyach Lashem should be a fire offering, a pleasing fragrance to Ribbono Shel Olam. So Drashi, Minchasam Veneskeim, Kemishpat Minchas Mincha Unesachim. It's like the Alochas of Mincha Nesachim, and for Roshim Bechol Behemo, Beparashis Nesachim, Bamidbuch of Ches. Shloish Yisraim Lepar, Ushnei Yisraim La'ayil, Visorim La'keves, Zuya Mincha, that's the Mincha, Venesachem Eschatzehin Lepar, Shloish Yisraim La'ayil, and Ervias in for a keves, like we say in the laning on in Bamidbar Chavches, in Parshas Pinchas. Pasuk Yutes, Vasisem Sir Izim, Echod L'chatos, you should do, make a Sir Izim, one for a chatos, Ushnei Chvasim, B'nei Shana L'zevach Shlomim, two sheep that are 1 year old, for a carbon shlom. So Krash Vasisim Sir Izim Yochel Shivas Akvasim Vasor Amurim Kam. You might think the seven kvasim and the sorry that said over here, Haim Zayin Akvasim Vasor Amurim Chaim Shabikudim. Maybe it's the same seven kvasim and the sorry that said Chaim Shabikudim. Kishat Magia Eitzel Parm Ve'elim. And when you get to the Parm Ve'elim, Einon Haim. They're not them. And more Me'ata say from now, Eilu Latzim Eilu Latzim. No, they're two separate things. Eilu Korvi Beglal Alechem. These came because of the Lechem. The Hain is not a Chayiv Sayyim. Forget that comes because of the Lechem. Ve'ilu Mesav. That comes as separate Chayiv as Korvi Musaf. Pasuk Chof. Ve'hein if HaKoyim Oysam Alechem Abikurim Tenufu Lefnei Hashem. The Koyim shall elevate them on the lechem of Bikurim as a tenufa offering before the Ribbono Shel Olam, al shnei chavosim on these two sheep, koydish yu l'Hashem l'koyin. It should be koydish for Hashem to the koyin. Zok Rashi. V'heinif ha-koyin oisam tenufa melamed shetuun and tenufa mechayim. It teaches you that you have to have tenufa from mechayim while they're still alive. Yachal kul, you might think all of them. Talmud loyim, no, al shnei kvasim. Dafka the shnei kvasim have to be living and not the other ones. As I look more menachas, samach aleph amen aleph, and samach beis amen beis amen aleph. Koydish yul of isha shalme yachid kachim kalim. Since shalme yachid are kachim kalim, huslek loyim b'shalme tzid b'shein kachi kachim. Therefore, b'shalme tzid, we have to say that they are kachi kachim, which are kachi kachim. Pasuk chaf aleph, v'karosim be'etzem ayoyim azeh, and you shall call on this day. Mikra koydish yil lachem, should be a calling of holiness to you. Kol melech zavoydu loy sasu, any melech zavoydu shall not do. Chukas oylam, it should be an eternal choyk. B'chol moish v'seichem, in all your dwelling places, of the v'seichem for your generations. Pasuk chaf aleph, uv'kutzuchem es k'tzir adzuchem, and when you harvest the harvesting of your land, loy sechale pa'as sodcha b'kutzurecha, do not finish up or be cut the k'tzir of the end of edge of your soda when you're harvesting it. The leket ketzir chaloy selaket, and the leket of your harvesting, you shall not pick. Lo ani v'lagoret tazei v'isam, you shall leave it over for the ani and the ger. Ani Hashem lekechem, I am Hashem your God. So Rashi, what is this mitzvah over here of leket? Bekutzuchem chazav v'shana, that it repeats it again. Lav raleim b'shnei lav, until you get through lavin. Amar av avdimi or av avdimis, b'rebi yosi or b'rebi yosef or b'rebi yosi. Ma roa kosav litna be'em tzare glolim. Where does this come in the middle of the regolim? Pesach v'atzerach smikan, you have Pesach and Atzeres on one side, and Rosh Hashanah v'yom kippurim v'achag mikan, and you have Rosh Hashanah v'yom kippur on the other side. L'amedcha, this teaches you, shekol anoysen leket shikru peya l'ani, anybody gives leket shikru peya to ani, u'maisesheni k'royu, and properly gives all these things, maisesheni also, v'zadav tzayin, The Torah says, "Keilu bona beis hamikdash." It's keilu you built the beis hamikdash. Vehikriv karbonos of besoichim. His makriv karbonos inside of it. Keilu beis hamikdash kaim and makriv karbonos of besoichim. Keilu beis hamikdash is still standing, and his makriv is korban inside of it. Tazayv hanach lefneim vehil yikatu. You leave it in front of them, and they'll do the lakita. Ve'elochol asayei le'echad meim. Don't help any of them. Don't help them. Azik tazavimai. It's not doesn't mean like that. Over there, azik tazavimai means the sivzacham speaks. That means you have to help him with you. But over here, no. Let hanach lifneim. And be'etzem the Rav says this also on the Mishnah in Pei, Perek Dalad, Mishnah Aleph, on this thing, on this Indian also. Ani Hashem lekeichem neiman l'shalom schar. I am believed and trustworthy to pay you back. By Chamishi pasuk of Gimel. By Daber Adino El Moshe Leiman, Hashem spoke to Moshe saying, Daber El Bnei Yisrael Leiman, speak to Bnei Yisrael saying, B'chodesh HaShvi, in the seventh month, B'echad HaChodesh, on the first of the month, Yielachem Shabbosain, it should be Shabbosain, a total resting for you, Zichrein Trua, a time of a remembrance of the Trua, which is the blast of the Shofar, Mikra Chodesh, a calling of holiness. Zokter Ashi, Zichrein Trua, Zichrein Psukei Zichroinois, Upsuke Shoifrois Lizar Lachem Akedis Yitzhak on Rosh Hashanah, which is a time that you have to have remembrance of the Psukim of Zechroinois Shoifrois and to remember Akedis Yitzhak, Shekorev Tachas Tachtov Ail, that the Gemara says that was on the Tezayin Amidbei Amid Aleph in Rosh Hashanah, that's when the Ail was brought instead of Yitzhak. So that's what you have Zichron Truas, remembering of the Shoifrois, the Truas, to be Zechad Akedis Yitzhak. Pasuk of Hey, Kol Melechas Avoyde Lo Yisasu. Any Melechas Avoyde shall not do. Vekraftem Isha LaHashem. It should be makriv a fire offering to the Ribono Shel Olam. So Rashi, Vekraftem Isha, Hamusafen Amurim B'Chaymish HaPikudim. These are the carbon musafen that said by the Chaymish HaPikudim. Pasuk Chavo, Vaydaber Adino El Moshe Leim. Hashem spoke to Moshe saying, Ach Ba'asar LaChodesh Hashvi Azeh. The Targum says Bram. What does that mean? Ach, Zok Rashi, Kol Achim Verakin Shabbatur Miutim. Anytime it says Ach, only, it's always a miut. Mechaper Hu L'Shavim. It only is Mechaper for people that do tshuva. Ve'ein Mechaper El Hashem Shavim. The Gemara says in Shavuz, you give Lomar Aleph that it's not Mechaper for a person, that Yom Kippur is not Mechaper unless the person does tshuva. Ve'ein Shavim, he doesn't get Kapor. So Ach Basel Chedish HaShvi, on the 10th of the 7th month, Hazeh, Yoyim HaKippurim Hu, it's Yom Kippur, a day of atonement, mikra kodesh, yilachem should be a calling of kodesh to you. Ve'nisim es nafshei seichem, you should be ma'ani and nefesh, which means fasting. Ve'kraftem isha l'Hashem, and all the other inuim also, which are nichlal in that, and you should be makriv a fire offering to Ribbono Shel Olam. Pasuk chavches, v'chol melacha lo sasu be'etzem ayoyim hazeh. And is it which Rashi? Oh, kol achim rakin abatayra miyutim. It's mechap. What does it mean? It's mechapul l'shavim. It's mechapul someone that does tshuva. Ve'ein mechapul she'einim shavim. The Gemara says in Shavuos Yud Gimel that a person that doesn't do tshuva, he doesn't get kapara. Pasuk of Ches. V'chol melacha le'sasu be'etzem ayom hazeh. Any work you shall not do on be'etzem ayom hazeh, this day. That means from the day of the Ma'aris Hayom, from the meaning be'erev already. Ki yom kippurim hu. It's Yom Kippur. Lechaper aleichem to mechaper on you. Lifnei Hashem lekechem, before Hashem your God. Pasuk of Tes, Ki kol ha-nefesh asher lo yisu'une be'etzem ayoyim hazeh, ve'nichrusom ha-emeo. Any nefesh, any soul that does not do the inui of the chamish inuyim, which is fasting, and also and the other things that are nichlal in there, then he's chayif koros. He'll be cut off from your people. Pasuk lamed, v'chol ha-nefesh asher tasach hol melocha be'etzem ayoyim hazeh. Anybody that does melocha on this day, ve'avadeti as ha-nefesh ahi mikerev ha-mod. Benjamin says, I will totally destroy this person. He'll be lost forever from amongst my people. So Rashi, v'avadati l'fishu oimer kars b'chol mokoyim. It says kars all the time. Ve'eini me'odei amahu. We don't know what it is. K'shu oimer v'avadati lomed ala kars shein ela avdim. Teaches you when it says avadati, the kars means total destruction. Pasuk lamed aleph. Kol melocha lo yisasu. Any melocha you shall not do. Chukas oilam l'der yisechem. It's an eternal choik for your generations. B'choil mosh v'sechem in all your dwelling places. So Rashi called Malach v'goyimer laver lo b'lavin arbe. Mor says in Yuma pay alavim and alav to be over a lot of lavim. Oy lahazra malachas laila kamalachas yom. Or it comes to tell you that you have azara to do malacha at night, just like you have azara to do malacha by day. Pasuk lamid beis Shabbos Shabbosin hu lachem. It is the day of complete resting for you. V'inisem es nafshei seichem b'sishal achodesh. You should be ma'ani your nefesh. Afflict yourselves. Benisam es nafshe zechim, afflict yourselves. Besishel achoydish be'erev me'erev ad erev tishbuzu shabbatchem. On the ninth of the month, from the evening till the next evening, you shall be shoivis your total resting. Pasuk lamed gimel. Vayidaber Adonai el Moshe leimer. Hashem spoke to Moshe saying, Daber el bnei Yisrael leimer. Speak to the bnei Yisrael saying, B'chamish ha'asu yom ha'chodesh ha'shvi'i hazeh. On the 15th day of this month, the seventh month. Chag ha'sukkos is the holiday, the Yom Tov of Sukkos.
Festival
of Sukkos. Shivas yom la'Hashem. A 7-day period for the Ribbono Shel Olam. Pasuk lamed hey, Bayom ha'rishon, on the first day, Mikra Kodesh is a calling of holiness. Kol melechus avoydu lo yisasu. Any melechus avoydu shall not do. What's Mikra Kodesh? Zakrashi b'yom ha'kipurim kacheyu b'ksus nekuyah. On Yom Kippur, you have to be mekadesh it with clean clothes, ubetfil and davening. Ubeshar Yom Tovim, the rest of the other Yom Tovim, b'maychel ubemishtu, you add on eating and drinking, which is Sutas Yom Tov, as well as what you had on Yom Kippur, ksus nekuyah and tefillah. Ayin toiz koinim chav gimel kuf pei vov. Pasuk lamed vov. Shivas yomim takrivu isha l'Hashem. For a 7-day period, she makrev a fire offering to Ribono Shel Olam. Bayoyim hashmini, on the 8th day, mikra kodesh yilachem. It should be a calling of holiness to you. Vikraftim isha l'Hashem. She makrev a fire offering to Ribono Shel Olam. Atzeres he, it is. A tzeres, meaning, we're going to see what it means. Rashi says, it's a lashon of being ma'akiv you. By me, Ribono Shel Olam wants to hold on to you. Kol melechas avoydu loisas. Any melechas avoydu you shall not do. Like Rashi at Tzeresi, Atzarti Eschem Etzli. Ribono Shel Olam said, "I stopped you by me, held you by me." Kemelech Shazimin Es Bonov LeSeuda LaKach VaKach Yom. It's like a king invites his children to a Seuda, a banquet for a certain amount of days. Kivich Agiyas Manli Potter. Comes time to leave. Omar, he says, "Bonai BeBakoshem Michem, my sons, I ask you, Ikvu Imi Oidei Mechet, stay with me another day. Kosha Lai Pridaskem, it's schwer for me for you to leave." Same thing. Ribono Shel Olam says, "One more day, I want you." That's Shmini Atzeres. Kol melechas avoida afilu melocha sheyavoida lechem. Even a melocha that's an avoida for you, shem loy tasu yesh chisaron kisvadavi. Even if you don't do, you're gonna lose money on it. Nevertheless, you still mechuyev to lose money on it for yom tov. Loy tasu yochol afchoy l'shel moed yeh yosav melechas avoida tameloymer he. You might think that melechas dover avod is also melechas avoida, which is not a dover avod, is also osir on. On chol moed tameloymer. No, it says he that dover avod melechas avoida is mutter on. On Chaylish Almoyd. Pasuk Lamed Zayin. Eile Moyadei Hashem. These are the Mayadim of the Ribono Shel Olam. Masha Tikru Oysom, that you shall call them Mikroi Kodesh, callings of happiness, of holiness. Lahakrav Isha LaHashem, to be makrav a fire offering to Ribono Shel Olam. Oilo, Korban Oilo, Mincha, Mincha Zevach, Korban, Unasachim, and Nasachim Dvar Yoim B'Yoimei, every single day. A set amount every single day. So Rashi Oilu Mincha Minchas Nechsachim Hakreva Ima Oilu. The most Nachas Ayin Dalid Mem Dalid Amid Beis. The Gemara says this is the Minchas Nechsachim that comes together with the Oilu. Dvar Yoyim B'Yoyim Choyka Kotzav B'Choyim Shkipikudim. This is the set amount that you have in Choyim Shkipudim Pikudim. Dvar Yoyim B'Yoyim Ha'im Over Yoyim Bottle Karbonim. If the day passed, then the carbon's bottle. It's the same thing by Krishma. You missed his man, it's gone. There it's a move with Shalai Yuchel Asak, and here it's also the same thing. Pasuk Lamid Ches. Oh, you could be Maka, you could be Mashlami, you're saying. Chalmoid. Could be. Okay, I think you're right. Pasuk Lamid Ches. Milvad Shapsois Hashem, besides the Shabbosis of the Ribbono Shel Olam. The Targum says, Bar mi Shabbayad Hashem. Umilvad matnei seichem, and besides the matonis, umilvad kol nidreichem, besides your nedarim, umilvad kol nivaseichem, besides your nedavis, asher titin l'Hashem, that you're going to give to the Ribbono Shel Olam. Pasuk lamites, ach b'chamisho, also yoyim l'chodesh ha'shvi, but on the 15th day of the 7th month, ba'os b'chem estfu asa'or, it's when you're going to gather in the harvest of the land, t'choygu eschag Hashem, shivas yomim, you shall celebrate the festival of Ribbono Shel Olam for a 7-day period. Bayom Rishon, on the first day, Shabbosin is a resting for you. Bayom Hashmini Shabbosin, on this 8th day, is also a day of total rest for you. So, Rashi, Yach B'Chamisha, also Yom Tachoygu, Korban Shlom L'Chagiga. That's the Korban Shlom you have to bring for Chagiga. Yochel Tikhes Shabbos. You might think it's Doicha Shabbos. Tamar Loimer, it says Ach. Hoyl V'yesh Lot Tashlum, Kol Shabbos. Since the Maisa, you're right. You can be Mashlum, Kol Shabbos, a Maisa that's not Doicha Shabbos. Ba'osbechem is Tvuas Ha'aretz, Sheikhoydish Shvi Zeh. Bob is mana asifa, that this 7th month should come at the time of asifa, when you're gathering in your payers. Mikan, you learn out, to combine it, to be ma'abra the years, shema'ena ibor, if you don't have this leap year, it's come time to come in the middle of the summer, in the middle of the winter, you have to do ibor yom. Tachoygu, shalmi chagig, you have to do the shalmi chagig, shivas yom, 7 day period, if you don't bring it on this, yavi bezeh, bring it on the next day. Yachli, I'm evi and kol shiv, you might think you read every single day, all 7 days. Tamad loim, v'chagoysim, it says, v'chagoysim oisoi, Yoim echad b'mashmir v'lo yoyis. It's one day and not more. V'lo menem shiva l'tashlum. So Gemara says, "Why does it say shiva to be mashlumit if you missed?" Pasuk mem. Ulakachtem b'lachem b'yoyim arishoin. And you should take to you on the first day, pre-eitzhader. We're gonna see what does it mean. A beautiful peri. Rashi says pre-eitzhader. Eitz shetam eitzay periyoy shavling. Gemara says in Sukkah Lamed Ei, it's a tree that the branch and the peri is the fruit taste the same. What's hadar? Hador be'ilana mishana l'shana v'zeu esek. This is something that that lives and dwells on the tree from one year to the next. That's the esrog. Kapis tmarim. What's kapis tmarim? Chaser vav. It's missing. Kapis is missing a vav. Lama cha'ena ela achas. It teaches you only one. That's the willow. Ve'anaf eitz avos. What's anaf eitz avos? Akrashi. Sha'anaf of kluyim kavoisos v'chachavolim. That the branches are totally.
Kapis tmarim is not a willow.
What did I say?
Said a willow.
No. It's a luluv, right? Kapis tmarim is a luluv. And what's the anafetz ovois? These are the adasim. What does that mean? Shanofa Rashi says, kluyim kavoisos v'kavolim, that the branches are like covered like a rope and strings. V'zeho adas, Rashi says, refers to the adasim. Also, kimin kliya, like Gemara says in Lamed Beis, and Beis of the Sukkah, that's made like a kliya, woven together. Twined together is a better word. Intertwined together. V'arvei nochal, this is the aravois that come from a nachal by the river. Usmachtem lifnei Hashem Elokeichem, you should rejoice in front of Hashem your God. Shivas yom for a 7 day period. So Rashi pasuk mem aleph. V'chagoysem oisoi chag l'Hashem shivas yomim bashon, you should celebrate it as a chag for Ribbono Shel Olam for 7 days in the year. Chukas oilom l'dereiseichem, it's an eternal choik for your generations. V'chodesh hashvi, the 7th month, tachoygo oisoi, you shall celebrate it. Pasuk mem beis. Basukois teish rushivas yom, for a 7 day period you should sit in sukkos, you should dwell in your sukkos. Kol ha ezrach, all the ezrach, that Rashi says ze ezrach, meaning a yisrael. And yisrael, that's the yisrael, they have a chiv to dwell in the sukkah. Kol ha ezrach be yisrael, yeshu basukos, they should sit and dwell in the sukkos. Zok Rashi ezrach ze ezrach, that's yisrael. Be yisrael, the rabbi says a gerim. That, the Gemara says in sukkah chavchasam beis, comes to include gerim. They also have a chiv in sukkah 7 days. Pasuk mem gimel. Leman yedu doyre seichem, so that your future generation shall know. Kiva sukkos ashaftias b'nei Yisrael, because that I put the b'nei Yisrael in sukkos. But see, I saw Eretz Mitzrayim when I took them out of the land of Egypt. Ani Hashem elokeichem, I am Hashem your God. So Rashi, kiva sukkos ashaftias, zok the Gemara as a quote from Sukkah Yud Aleph on the Beis. Anani kovid, these are the Anani kovid, the b'nei Shalom protect Klal Yisrael in. Pasuk Memdala, and that we finish Perek. Chav Gimel, Vayedaber Moshe es Mayadi Hashem. Moshe spoke the Mayadim, the Yom Tovim, the Ribono Shel Olam, El Bnei Yisrael, to the Bnei Yisrael.
Shkoyach.
Shkoyach.